Welcome everyone to the team car. It's the 63rd Fendrian podcast, and it's the end of the 100th Giro. Slow burner, wasn't it? We found it hard to fill 10 minutes for the first couple of weeks of the race. We were grateful for the Tour of California in periods of time of that. But yeah, it's done, it's dusted. I think everyone probably would agree it's the right result. And we'll come on to that. But first, we've got a bit of local bike racing to talk about. We've got, looks like a full card of the local club's 10-mile time trials this week. So Fenland Clarion at Helpston this evening, from behind the Exeter Arms pub, if you're planning on going along and giving that a try. And great, thankfully, good news that St Ives time trials are back. So St Ives Cycle Club, they will be, for those of you on the southern side of Peterborough, they are from the Sawtree Football Club. And that's a 7 o'clock start tonight. And then tomorrow, Peterborough also from Helpston. I believe their base is still around Southey Woods. I think they're also a 7 o'clock start, a slightly different route around Helpston and Barnock. So, yeah, why not give one a go? Especially if you're planning on riding the Tour of Cams at the weekend, the time trial and the Grand Fondo. It's that time of year again where a lot of the villages and villagers get their barbecues out, get their deck chairs out and have a great party at the cycling going by. Of course, there's a bit of negativity which we have every year, but we'll focus on the positives and that it's a great occasion and a good chance for people to get out there and watch a bit of bike racing. So good luck to everyone participating, especially those with ambitions of trying to go to Albi for the Amateur World Championships for Team GB. Good luck. I hope you all get in. I'll be riding on the Sunday. I'll be pootling around in Fendrian kit trying to advertise the podcast and the website. So if you see the silver jersey with the green and gold squares, a nod to the old 1980s Peugeot kit, give us a shout. Maybe even a cheer. So yeah, big week ahead locally. Some really big names in the time trial looking to qualify, and that will be worth a look as well. That goes on from about 11 till about 4, I believe, on Saturday, and then depending on whereabouts in the region you are on Sunday will depend what bit of the actual Tour of Cams that you see. But I think it's got like a 11:30, 12 o'clock start from the showground, and then I think various sort of times the fast people will probably be back in Yaxley by 3 and so on. So yeah, have a look at the route and see, get out there and give it a watch if you're not participating. So yeah, the Giro. It all kind of got a bit nasty, didn't it, after we last spoke last Wednesday? And of course, Tom Dumoulin relinquished the pink jersey. You know, he lost a bit of time following his unscheduled stop, toilet break. Interestingly, he kind of actually sort of diffused that situation quite well by saying, you know, the race was on and maybe they didn't have to wait and what have you. It was clear there was something going on in the group. They weren't sure whether they should, whether they shouldn't. All very bizarre. And only the sort of thing that happens at Grand Tours now, doesn't it? We've had Froome running at Mont Ventoux, Tom Dumoulin having a poo in a ditch. We've had Quintana winning the Giro on the back of a snow-covered descent where no one knew whether the race had been neutralised for safety grounds or not. And this sort of stuff's happening more and more, so be interesting to see how the powers that be in the sport decide to address it, because they're going to have to. But yeah, a few interesting stages beyond that. We had the Nibali win, we had TJ Van Garderen, Lander finally getting over the line. Of course, we had the war of words between Nibali and Dumoulin. And Dumoulin dropped on the final mountain stage and having to battle and battle and battle to keep within sort of reasonable distance of Quintana, which set it up perfectly for the Sunday. And whilst everyone sort of said, oh, it's a given that Dumoulin will win, you look at how hard he'd had to dig and how much pulling he'd had to do the previous sort of 3-4 days, the fact that there was still some conjecture as to whether it was a one-off stomach situation or whether there was actually something, wrong with the guy. And we're getting to, you know, the territory where it was almost set up for an 8 seconds Fignon and Lamont type scenario. I mean, the fact that it looked like it could have been four ways, but pretty quickly when the time trial did start, it was apparent that, you know, that Pino wasn't going to be a factor despite his improved time trialing. He sort of came across pretty tired. Quintana was nowhere, really. He was shifting seconds all the while. So it really looked like it was up to Nibali to try and provide any sort of obstruction to Dumoulin, which he kind of did, but it was always, you know, in the bag. So it was a little bit... Obviously, for the Dutch, you've waited 27 years for a Grand Tour winner. It certainly wasn't an anticlimax, but for people who were... you know, maybe looking at wanting a really exciting finish, it wasn't really. The time trial was good, it was a reasonable spectacle for a time trial, but, you know, in reality, it was fairly apparent that Dumoulin had got it in the bag, and he did, and well done to him, because, you know, he went through a lot to get that win. Last year's Giro, he folded. The year before's Vuelta, he folded. All when he was, you know, in positions to be competitive. So, fair play to him for hanging on. I think that's probably the best thing that we can say. He seems to be, by all accounts, a really nice guy. He's a pretty talented bike racer, you know, and he won it in the Bradley Wiggins style, really, where the time trials were his area of opportunity, but he also knew the mountains and the climbs and the areas of the race that suited him, and he took full advantage of them. So he has to be commended for that. And what a boost for Sunweb, who, you know, when Wilco Kelderman crashed on the blockhouse stage that took out a lot of the Sky Riders from competing for GC, you know, his best climbing pal had probably gone. But, you know, in Laurens ten Dam, the grizzly veteran of epic Tour de France moments and crashes, he had a really good, you know, lieutenant in the mountains, and he did wait for him and pace him. And so, yeah, and Geschke's a good rider. So it's interesting. There was a lot of talk about the Sunwebs in that last few days, and they sounded pretty drained on their interviews. So well done to them. I'm really pleased for them, and for the Dutch, because you would think, after coming so close, you know, Bauke Mollema's come close, Steven Kruijswijk came very close last year. You almost began to wonder, if the Dumoulin lost this tour, would there be much hope of a Dutch Grand Tour winner going forward? But actually now, hopefully, we'll find that the Dutch guys are competitive, and maybe Kelderman, Dumoulin, of course, Mollema, you know, Kruijswijk, you know, there might be a few now that come to the fore, and I hope they do, because it'd be really good. So this weekend we have the start coming up of the Criterium de Dauphiné, the last pre-tour big build-up. We've got the Tour of Switzerland kind of running coexisting, but generally the Dauphiné has been the tune-up race of choice. Froome obviously will start as a massive favourite, and we'll have more on that race next week. We'll have a bit from the Tour of Cams to see how the local lads and lassies got on in the Fondo and in the time trial. Maybe even try and do something, you know, maybe even try and do a special from there. We'll see. We'll see how time permits. Obviously, if I'm back quickly, I might have time. If I'm lugged around the fens for the whole of the day, then I might not. So we'll see. But thank you very much for listening once again. It's been great to have your company. This has been the Fendrian podcast, number 63 in the series. You can go back through Audio Boom and download and listen to them all if you want. Keep a collection of them. Be nice, you know. Might be worth something one day. You never know. But in the meantime, if you can follow us on fendrian.eu, you will takes you to our landing page, which is our Tumblr page, which we've got some pictures from the weekend of cycling on it. And then from there, you can social media us, Twitter, Facebook, etc. Thank you very much. We'll be back next week with the show. And in the meantime, have a great cycling week and enjoy. Speak to you next time on the Fendrian Cast.